I know I have a word from the Lord for you, for me, this morning. There were so many things in my heart that I could share with us. And I started praying as soon as I woke up this morning. I'm like, Lord, please, I don't want to go and preach what I want. I want to say what you want. And this is impressed very strongly in my heart for you and for me. John chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 11. John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. I prophesy that there will be marriages, weddings in this church this year. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples. At this time, Jesus probably had about 5 disciples. To the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, that is the chairman. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This is the beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. You will receive a miracle today. Yeah. I say you will receive a miracle today. You will receive a miracle today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The title of my message is, the Lord gives the best to those who trust him. The Lord gives the best to those who trust him. Lord, once again, Holy Spirit, please breathe upon your word. Let it become life and a miracle in our lives, that anyone here today who has come with any issue, let them not go back with the same. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No one ever regrets inviting Jesus into their heart or into their situation. The greatest mistake a man can make is not to bring Jesus into their situation. It's not to know how to pray and ask the Lord, I need you in my heart. I need you in my home, in my marriage. I need you, Lord Jesus, in this decision that I'm about to make. It's always a proud heart or the proud in heart who questions the integrity of the word of God. People who question the integrity of the word of God always end up losing. Because their heart is not connected to him, they are carnal in their thoughts. They find ways to twist the word of God to fit their carnal mind. For example, when you read this scripture we read, many Christians have heard them. They are fixated on the water turning to wine. That's all that was in that scripture to them. And then they begin an argument of whether Christian can drink or not drink. It is foolishness to go in that direction when you read a beautiful scripture like this. God is true to his word, and he backs it up in time. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not change. Hallelujah. He's the one who created the earth, the one who created man, the one who raised man up by his spirit, who came to be born as man through a virgin to identify with our natural weaknesses. He bore our sins. He knew no sin. He died for our iniquity on a rugged tree. He rose up from the dead on the third day. He took the shed blood, the blood that was shed on Calvary when Mary Magdalene saw him after resurrection. And she wanted to touch him, hug him. And he said, don't touch me because I've not been to my father. Jesus had not taken the blood before the mercy seat in heaven yet. Hallelujah. He said, I have not been to my father. What he was going to do was to take the blood to the mercy seat. The Bible says, now we come before the throne of grace. Then it was not a throne of grace. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that made the throne of God become the throne of grace. Because now, after Jesus took the blood and took it to the mercy seat above, then when God will look at you and look at me, not because of our perfection, he sees perfection through the blood. I pray that God will look to your life, to your destiny today through the blood of Jesus Christ and give you your desired miracle and heal your body in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one who is the Word. The living Word promised. The living Word sent. The living Word who before he left said, I will send you the Comforter. And he sent us our helper, the Holy Spirit, to assist us through this journey we are on as believers. And need I remind us, he's coming back again. He's coming back soon to take us home above to be with him. He's coming back anytime. No man knows the time, but every day it draws closer. Praise the Lord. It's the same from one generation to another. It never changes. So here we find Jesus at a wedding. The Bible says his mother was there, which is to say she was prominent, probably known by those who are getting married, the family is getting married. We don't know. But here was a place where Jesus recorded his first miracle. He met needs. The miracle he did was a miracle of meeting needs. And I know that this year God will meet your needs. Amen. If you invite him in, he will meet your needs. You will not be disgraced. Amen. I say you will not be disgraced. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This miracle brought joy to the lives of the married couple. Remove disgrace from their lives. This year you will only enjoy joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord will strengthen you. The joy of the Lord will be your portion, my portion, on a daily basis. There will be no disgrace in your life this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus here showed us a kind of new beginning, a new relationship, a new relationship with God that has never been seen before until then. A personal relationship. And God so good, it happened with him, between him and the woman that bore him to life. The vessel that he came through. In the Old Testament, for example, in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 9, and Exodus chapter 7, verse 20, the first miracle Moses did was a miracle of turning water to blood. It turned life to death for the unbeliever. You know the story. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe, also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon dry land. That was the first time that God was going to destroy Egypt. He perpetrated it. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 20. A symbol of death. A symbol of destruction. But here we see Jesus. The first miracle he did was a miracle of life. A miracle of joy. Hallelujah. To signify a new beginning. A new beginning of grace. A new beginning whereby you and I can have a personal, deeper relationship with him. In the Old Testament, you'll find it full of curses. Curses. In the New Testament, there is not a single curse. For example, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 61, the Bible talks about curses of sickness and diseases. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we see the curses being eradicated by the blood of Jesus. That is why I know that diseases, sicknesses, no matter what it is, they are under the curse of the law. But then the Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So if Christ redeemed us from the curse, he has redeemed us from sickness and disease. So you can boldly speak to your body that you this pain, you are a curse of the law. But the Bible says in Galatians 3:13 that Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, you this pain, you are the curse of the law. I am no longer under the curse of the law. Therefore, you have no permission to stay in my body anymore. Did somebody get that? You need to confess it. You need to believe it and confess it. Then you receive it. You are redeemed. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. The new covenant carries with it enormous, numerous blessings. promise of the Holy Spirit, promise of life to fill the believer's life. No wonder the Bible says, Jesus said it, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it in abundance. I prophesy to you today, receive abundant life in every area of your body. Receive abundant life in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. As Mary approached him and said, they have no more wine. There's a need here. Jesus, you can't be here. And then there will be a need. Hallelujah. When Jesus is there, every need are met. This year, all your needs will be met. In the name of Jesus. He was like, woman, what do I have to do with you? My time is not yet. But then, she turned to the servants because she knew God does not reject the voice of his children. Hallelujah. Mary may be his mother, but Mary was his, Jesus was her Lord. Because there Jesus did not say, mommy, say, woman. He spoke to her as Lord. And she knew that if I bring my burdens before the Lord, he will lift the burden. If I bring my yoke before the Lord, he will break the yoke. Mary said to the servants, you see that man? Go to him. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And I'm happy that it was servants she sent, not some noble people who will analyze and questionize. Hallelujah. And they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, he looked around, and he saw these 6 pots. And put water in those pots. They didn't question it. They just went and did what? They just went to pour water. You see, I can take this message in a lot of directions. Out of their need, and only what they had was what Jesus used to bless them. Oh my God. You didn't get that. Out of their need, they didn't have wine. Amen? But all they had was water. Hallelujah? And they could submit water to Jesus. And Jesus could use the water to give them what they needed. When you are in need, whatever you have in your need is what God is going to use to meet your need. My God. The woman whose husband, the prophet, left her with debt and creditors were going to take her children. It was what she had. Praise the Lord. It was what she had that was multiplied to her. Amen. Now listen to this. Can I take you a little bit further? 6 water pots. 2 or 3 firkins. The Holy Spirit didn't give us the exact figure there. 2 or 3. They were gallons that will fill each pot. Don't forget that in this wedding, people were already drunk. Amen? Now, when Jesus turned the water to wine, they couldn't finish it. There was going to be left over. That is why I know that this year, your blessing is going to overflow. Just like the woman who had also a pot of oil. The prophet said, fill the pots as many as you can. Go and sell it. Who says those couple cancel the remaining wine. Amen. They have more than enough. They have more than enough. Everybody was already drunk. Did you read in your Bible? Huh? Praise the Lord. Your blessing this year will not be a trickle. Amen. It will be an overflow. Amen. I say it will be an overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know if you were the servant. But one thing I keep repeating to us is this. Servants have no opinion. These guys may look at themselves. They said they don't have wine. He said it's water we should go and fetch. What's my business? Let's go. But some will analyze, sir, it's wine they say is finished, sir. Maybe he didn't hear well. Excuse me, sir. They said wine is finished, sir, not water, sir. Two no. You see, two no always deny you God's blessing. Two no. Thank you. Two no. Huh? Analyze and calculate. Sir, is wine, sir, not water, sir. They didn't question it. They just went, poured the water in the pot. They came back to him. Yes, sir, we have done so, sir. Okay. Take out of the water. Don't taste it. Don't give anybody else. Go and give it to the chairman. It's the chairman you should go and give. You see, following instruction to the letter is what brings your breakthrough. When the man of God said to that woman, after you have gotten all the pots you need, you can get, shut the door, close the window. Don't let poknosers poknose. What are you doing there? Shut everything. Don't let them see what you are doing. She closed the door. She shut the window. With a lamp, no electricity, with a lamp. They started pouring in the dark and pouring. And it was pouring. And it was pouring, following it to the letter. They did not taste it. You see, if the fear of God who gave you instruction is not enough, and you now think the fear of men is more important than the fear of God, because Jesus said, take it to the chairman. What if we took it to the chairman and we are serving him water? It's prison sentence. Jesus said, just take it to him. And they obeyed. Between when they took it and when he drank it, we didn't know when it became wine. But one thing we know was that prayer was answered in a miraculous way this year. As you follow his instruction, your prayers will be answered. Amen. Listen to me, child of God. Many times, answers will come by instruction. Hallelujah. Answers will come how? By instructions. And those instructions God will give you will beat your mind. You can't figure it out. No professor, no scientist can figure it out. Just follow the instruction. When God said, put me first, think about it. Elijah from Brook Cherith, God deliberately made the brook to dry up and said, I have prepared a widow. The widow did not even know she was prepared. Praise the Lord. Because she didn't catch any revelation. before. Because if she knew, when she saw Elijah, she would have said, oh, man of God, I've been waiting for you. It was Elijah that saw her and said, hey, madam, excuse me. Can I have water there? Oh, water. Remember, it was a time of famine. It was an essential commodity. It was too costly. Okay. As she turned to say, okay, I will give you a little water. While you are going, make me some cake. What audacity. We give you water. You want cake? She said, this is the remaining is what I want to go and cook for my son and I. And then we eat it and we die. Because there's no more. Do you know that people die of starvation? People die of hunger in many countries of the world? And Elijah said, okay, but make my own first. You see, sometimes we have robbed ourselves of blessings whereby we are like, well, God must be insensitive. He's insensitive. Does he not know that we don't even have enough? Out of our lack, he's saying we should give our first fruit. He's saying we should give our tithe. He's saying we should give our offering. What kind of God is that? It's okay, sit on it. It can't change your life. The woman obeyed. And the Bible says that the cruise never failed. She went there to take the last. As she was taking it, there was more. That same God, Jesus the same, yesterday, today, and forever, is still alive. It doesn't change. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God has a solution for you this year? Do you believe God has a solution for you through his word this year? If you are going to obey his word, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalm 62, verse 5, my soul wait patiently for God alone. My soul wait patiently for God alone. For my expectations is from him. He's the only one that can meet my expectation. And no man can take it from me. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 15. He says, and he said, blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, who with his hand has fulfilled what he promised with his mouth to David my father. Every expectation this year shall be met. Every promises of God shall come to pass in your life this 2019. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Listen to me. If you can take hold of God's promises by faith, he will do what he says. Hallelujah. Whatever he says, just do it. You want enduring success in 2019? Do whatever the word of God says. Joshua 1:8 still rings true. It's still true till kingdom come. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Which is to say, confess the word. That's your profession. That's my profession. Just like I shared with us a few minutes ago. Deuteronomy 28:61. This sickness, you are a curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, you this sickness, you this pain, you have no place in my body. The Bible says I have been delivered from the curse of the law. you begin to meditate on the word of God. The one you meditate on is the one that will become a revelation in your life. Oh, I want a revelation from God. The revelation is in the word. Take it. Meditate on it. He said, meditate on it day and night. In the morning, meditate on the word. Afternoon, nighttime, anytime, meditate on the word of God. Observe to do according. He says, so that you can observe it. So that you can do what he says you should do. What is written in it. He said, then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. How many are going to be prosperous this year? How many are going to have good success this year? Say, I will meditate on the word of the Lord. The word of God will be in my mouth. Amen. You want to see tangible results? Take a position of a servant. Take a position of a servant. Hallelujah. Take a position of... You see, if you have a different opinion to the word of God, let me tell you what will happen. You will work the miracle by yourself. You are the one who is going to be your own blesser. Amen? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1 through to 28, time will fail us to read it. If thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, diligently mean giving your whole self to it. I was sharing with the ministers yesterday in our meeting. Say, for example, you are a cleaner in church. Clean diligently. Don't clean as if somebody put a gun to your head and clean grumbly. If you left a speck at the back, go back and get the speck. Because you are doing it to who? As unto the Lord. And I want to tell us, this year, treat God's things like your own. They are precious. Who wants their things to be damaged? So then don't let us damage God's things. God doesn't like it. And I don't like it either. Praise the Lord. Obedience to the word of God will yield great results. Hallelujah. I say it will yield great result. Amen. You trust God, he will give you his best. When the chairman drank that wine, or should I say that water, where have you kept this? Usually people bring the best first, and they bring the pancorious later. The pancorious is my English. That is the one that is not good. God is going to do your best this year. I want you to rise up because my time is spent. I want you to talk to the Lord. What's your heart desire this year? What's your expectation? Take your expectation card. Begin to thank God for it. Begin to thank God for it. Begin to thank God for your expectation. You want to be healed? Begin to thank God for your healing. Begin to thank him for your healing. Begin to thank him for your healing. Whatever it is you need, ask him now. Talk to him. Jesus is here. The Lord Jesus is here. He's not far away. He's here. He's in your heart. He's in my heart. He says, where two or more are gathered together in his name, he will be there in the midst of them. We are more than two. We are more than three. He's here. Talk to him. Lord Jesus, look at me. Touch my life. I give you praise for this. I give you praise for that. I am grateful that I am healed. You may still feel that pain, but thank him. Lord, I am grateful. I'm stepping out in faith because I'm no longer under the curse of the law. That's why sickness is not my portion. Pain is not my portion. I'm not going to reason this out. I'm just going to give you praise for it. I'm going to give you glory for it.